1.5 million residents have lost power, more than 100 schools closed, and huge swaths of the region are dealing with dangerous air quality from the deadly and record-breaking Los Angeles wildfires. Firefighters had to ground planes and helicopters overnight Tuesday because winds were too strong, gusting at up to 100 miles an hour. They managed to get aircrafts up again Wednesday morning to drop fire retardant. Also, a number of fire hydrants ran dry, according to the Department of Water and Power. They've sent in mobile water tankers and had to refill water stores for hydrants. Reinforcements also coming from across the state and out of state. The Pentagon announced the sending of 10 Navy helicopters to help fight the fires. The Palisades fire is already the most destructive fire in Los Angeles history, and there is a sense of unprecedented dire feelings from LA residents and leaders. Actor Steve Guttenberg described the scenes in Manhattan Beach.
There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. And we had to figure out how to pop a wheelie with these wheelchairs. There were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
Marquise Harris Dawson is the LA City Council president.
Last night was one of the most devastating and terrifying nights that we've seen in any part of our city, at any part of our history. Fire literally jumping roads, taking out structures.
Harris Dawson is acting as the mayor pro tempore because LA Mayor Karen Bass was on a visit to Ghana when the fires broke out.
Our public safety professionals created an environment where injuries were kept to a minimum, fatalities were kept to a minimum, and we wake up this morning with a renewed spirit that we can defeat this fire and move on to a brighter day.
Bass was the subject of much criticism for not being there during this emergency. Her office posted on social media Monday night about a, quote, expected destructive and potentially life-threatening windstorm starting Tuesday, unquote, but Bass was still absent Wednesday morning. Mayor Bass made it out to the burned areas later Wednesday and was seen talking with fire crews alongside Governor Gavin Newsom. LA Sheriff Robert Luna urged people to listen to their guidelines and comply with evacuation orders so efforts can be efficient, and he admitted some citizens have made it harder on law enforcement.
It's always sad when I have to say this, but part of our responsibility is to make sure that no one loots or steals from our residents, our community members who are already being impacted. And I'm sad to report we made 2 arrests this morning for looting already.
Law enforcement said they are transitioning the evacuations and rescue mission into protection and community safety mission with patrols in the evacuated areas. They also acknowledged worsened traffic was a problem with road closures and asked affected people, please do not abandon vehicles in streets. Local news outlets had shared footage of LA Fire using a bulldozer to push abandoned cars off the roadway. That was from Palisades Drive in an affluent residential neighborhood directly affected. The video shows dozens of abandoned cars in gridlock and a cat bulldozer shoving them around. In Altadena, at least 2 water utilities told customers not to drink tap water because of possible contamination from the Eaton fire. It's all hands on deck to try to get a grip on the tragedy, and once the state of emergency is up, the communities will have a long road of healing and dealing with the fallout. For KPFA Radio, Ata Shaheen.